Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 1043 The Fan. And even though Dire Straits is playing, and I'd love to listen, we're going to go talk to JR from Colorado Clays. Good morning, JR.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
You almost lost out to Dire Straits. I love that group.
You were just afraid I was going to start singing, I know.
Well, yeah, that might be. I didn't cross my mind, but now that you did, I'm in mortal fear. But I got to tell folks that this guy sends me, we text back and forth about when he's going to call the show and stuff, and yesterday morning, I believe it was, he sent me a text saying, I'll call you later with a great big picture of a walleye, but you forgot the GPS coordinates.
Yeah, Terry, I really am going to try and rewrite my own personal walleye history book this year, and I'm going to catch less fish, but I'm going to focus on the quality, and that was a good start there, you got to admit.
Well, fall is a great time. Fall and spring are the two best times to target big fish. And fall is, you catch numbers of fish. Spring, you catch more big fish. But fall, you can catch numbers of fish and big fish. I love the fall.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's talk some shooting, though. We've been, I want to get to some shotgunning in a minute. But first of all, you know, rifle seasons are starting out, and they're going to be starting. And you just got to get that gun taken care of. Now, you have a fabulous rifle range, and you also have clinics. Tell us about those.
All right, and thanks for bringing it up, Terry. I think that is really relative this time of year. So Colorado Clays, of course, as the premier public shooting facility, we always offer the finest in rifle, pistol, trap, skeet, and sporting clays shooting to everyone, open year-round. Our entire facility is handicap accessible. And, of course, our convenient location makes us an easy drive from anywhere in the metro and most of the Front Range. But our rifle sighting clinics, they're done right here in the Colorado Clays state-of-the-art, and it's an NRA-approved rifle range. It's a semi-outdoor design. We have a covered shooting area, natural light and airflow downrange, and a video viewing system with a telephoto camera on your target and a monitor in your shooting base, so you can literally do real-time sight-in with no spotting equipment. We have, of course, the rubber-padded shooting benches. We have adjustable-height stools and many different types of rests, from sandbags to a lead sled. So, of course, we're a perfect place for anyone to sight-in anyway, but Terry, what makes our sighting clinic such an amazing deal and fabulous tool to any big game hunter is that it includes a segment on safety, which we all know is so important, a professional manual bore sighting done to your gun, literally as part of the clinic, and then, of course, MOA, minutes of angle. You know, you always hear that, but you're actually going to get a thorough description and application of MOA and how it relates to the sight-in and scope adjustment for your gun and your hunt. And then, of course, we'll go apply this information and the adjustments that you made to your gun on 50 and 100-yard targets, so you will literally enter the field with confidence in yourself and your equipment.
Now, how often do you hold the clinics?
We're doing them every Sunday morning at 7:30. So just call out to Colorado Clays. Let us know which week you want to get on the list for. We'll get you down, and you'll be good to go.
Well, and you mentioned the sighting capabilities you have. One of the things I think is really great, too, is the ability to shoot prone from yours. You and I both know, and you've found this out on shotguns, even doing your turkey patterning, that it's amazing how much your point of impact changes when your position changes.
And it really does, Terry, and that is across the board for all different types of shooting and different guns, and we have proven that in our clinics and in a lot of our patterning tests. So with the capability of shooting, whether it's prone, sitting, or standing on sticks, whatever, here at Colorado Clays, you can literally make sure that you have that perfect point of impact regardless of your position.
Now, I want to talk about bird hunting, but before we get to that, you guys offer a variety of courses and classes out at Colorado Clays, right?
Absolutely. We have instructors for all disciplines that are available to anyone at any time. Again, just a simple phone call, a reservation, and you can get years of experience condensed into an hour lesson. So absolutely something for anybody to do.
And what about concealed carry? That's a big deal right now.
Yeah, concealed carry is big everywhere. We have one coming up here actually Friday, September 27th. That'll be at 5 o'clock. And I urge anyone to do that, Terry. It's going to be, the classroom portion in our very comfortable clubhouse. And then the shooting portion will be down in that same beautiful NRA-approved target return design pistol range here at Colorado Clay. So it's the best of the best. If you're going to do concealed carry, this is the place to do it.
Well, you know, so many places offer a classroom concealed carry, but they can't offer the shooting portion. I have to do it a different day. And to me, seeing after that class, having that instructor see you handle your firearm is so critical.
It is very critical, Terry. And it's so nice to do it all in one area and at one time. And then, of course, nothing makes it better than having the top professionals in the industry teaching those classes, which we do here at Colorado Clays. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Okay, now the next subject I want to talk to you about is dove hunting is starting to tail off, but there's still quite a few birds out there. But we're starting to reach the point where people have either gone out dove hunting, shot a lot of shells, and are realizing how inadequate they are, or they haven't practiced at all, and they really need to sharpen up. Either way, upland game is coming. You need to get in there and do it. What's the best way to practice for pheasant and quail?
Well, good point, Terry. So Colorado clays, traps, skeet, wobble traps, sporting clays are all great games played with a shotgun and clay targets. We have, seven trap fields, two skeet ranges, and, of course, one of the most beautiful 15-station sporting clays courses anywhere. So it's worth the trip to Colorado Clays just to enjoy those anytime. But when we start talking specifically about upland game practice, nothing compares to the wobble trap overlay on the skeet field here at Colorado Clays. And what is a wobble trap? You know, people ask you that. Well, it's like an ordinary trap, but it has the simultaneous capability of oscillating left and right and elevating up and down. So you can literally get any combination of left to right angle along with elevation from skimming the weed tops to nearly straight up on every target launch. Now, that is incredible upland practice in itself. But when you also have the entire skeet field to position yourself relative to that wobble trap, so a person can literally simulate almost any bird flush conceivable and have the option of working on the shots you need to practice before season. And, of course, Terry, since you're on the skeet field anyway, with a simple push of a button, you can work on those fast crossing shots as well. So one thing I will say, Terry, make sure before you come out, give me a call and I'll go down with you, because I'm sure we can both use a tune-up before the birds start jumping.
Yeah, I can always use a tune-up before the birds start jumping. You know,
yep.
I used to be a time when I felt pretty good about my shotgun skills. I think I told you that story about that Sporting Clays event I was in, and I've never shot one since because I did so much better than I could have ever hoped that I said, that's it. I'll never do that again.
There's something to be said for going out on a high note.
Yeah,
I will say.
I'll agree. And it isn't that I don't love shotgunning. I do. It's just that I'm so into fishing, I don't have time. Speaking, I want to pick your brain a little bit. So what kind of techniques do you use when you go out fall walleye fishing?
Well, Terry, it kind of depends on the lake. So I fish a couple different lakes. I do really good in the fall with some lipless cranks presented properly. I'll throw some blades. And every now and again, I'll get into some jigging. It kind of depends on the particular body of water. I know what I know about them when I go there, but those are probably my three favorite for the fall.
Those are great techniques. And fall fishing can be just so phenomenal, fall shooting. Well, you know, the thing about Colorado this time of the year, JR, is that You can pick your poison. We've got big game hunting going on. We've still got dove season. We had teal season. I can't remember if it's still going, but we're going to have waterfowl, not regular waterfowl, not that far away, and upland game. Speaking of upland game, have you heard any reports about the pheasants yet? We're going to have Ed Gorman on, I believe, next week, and he's going to update us. But are you hearing anything about the upland game?
The stuff I've heard has been pretty good so far, Terry. Again, of course, we have a lot of folks from all around the state coming out. A lot of them are farmers. And the bird reports I've heard so far in the particular places sound pretty fair. So I'm excited. I think we're going to have a good year.
I do, too. You know, it's been a really strange year season-wise because we had such a late spring. Normally, that moisture helps the brood, which, you know, 70-80% of the harvested pheasants in any year are probably chicks from that year. But then it was cold so late and so long. I heard some places got off a little bit of a late brood. So we're going to see it. I'm anxious to talk to Ed because he is so knowledgeable. Folks, you want to tune in for that next week. If you're into upland game hunting at all, Ed Gorman is just, he is the man that knows eastern Colorado. He is the sage of these things, and I just love having him on. JR, any last things before we let you go?
Terry, just everybody, whatever your needs are, give us a call here at Colorado Clays, 303-659-7117, or please visit the website. Take the virtual tour if you want to know what we're about, and we look forward to seeing you.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, thank you, Terry.
You bet. That's JR from Colorado Clays. Always a great resource. When you go out there, bug him about fishing because he thinks he's pretty hot stuff. To tell you the truth, now that I let him go and I don't think he can hear me, he does catch a lot of big fish, but we got to keep him in his place. But I'll tell you what, out there, they do know shooting, and they know how to get you on your game, and they have a lot of great, great opportunities out there. I want to wrap a few things up while we're wrapping up the show. Now, hopefully you guys have figured out we're back to our 9 to 11 time frame. We should be back to 9 to 11 all through the winter and through the rest of the season, at least till spring. And we appreciate it when you tune in and join us. And remember to follow us on Facebook. You heard we just got Kirk Dieter to commit one of his books to our trivia. I'm going to get some more trivia prizes. We're going to get good prizes. We're not going to give away just cheapy things. We're going to get some good prizes, and we're going to start doing some trivia questions. But what we do, Karen tends to post on our Facebook page, trivia tips or 20 years of trivia or whatever she calls it, because we've been on like 20 some years from the show. But it's hard to remember those details until she posts them on the Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. And then when she does, we tend to that week have a trivia question that you either call in or text in, depending on what we do. And we give away some good prizes. So we're going to start that. That'll be going on here pretty quick. So you want to follow us on Facebook. The other reason to follow us on Facebook is because we let you know what's going on this show. Last week, Nate Zielinski did an incredible job describing calling elk during the rut, just prior, getting into, and after it. It was just one of the most insightful segments he's done, and he does a lot of our elk scouting and calling shows. So I posted that as a podcast on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. And you need to follow that. Now, we're going to try to take, maybe not every week, but most weeks, I'm going to pick out one of the podcasts and highlight it on our Facebook page. Now, you can always listen to any of the podcasts by going to 1043thefan.com, going Terry Wickstrom, and you can listen to segment-by-segment podcasts or hour-by-hour podcasts of the show. So if you miss it, so if you're driving, you hear something, you want to get caught up on it, lots of ways to do that. But we're gonna post some ones that we think are very critical or very insightful, and I'll write a little bit to go with it on the Facebook page. We also feature Colorado's Fishing Report, which I think goes to every other week pretty soon, but we're not sure. It's still every week, but it'll go to every other week, and we post that. And then we post videos to our YouTube channel. There's about 120 some up there now. Every time Karen adds another video to the YouTube channel, she'll post it on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. Another thing I've been doing there is I've been pulling up past articles from the Denver Post that I've written that are timely, like maybe it's about fall fishing from a year or two ago, but the conditions seem similar. So I'll pull that article and I'll put the link up on Facebook, and then I'll also write a little bit of an update on it to really give you planning information going into whether it's hunting, fishing, what's coming up in the area, to get you ready so you can enjoy those things. The whole purpose of the show is just to share information so hopefully you can have a better experience in the outdoors. In fact, I'm going to post probably this week an article I wrote on outdoor survival, where if you would get lost or injured, whether it's a day hike or a hunting trip, what are the necessities? And I got a feeling that I might tend to use some of what's in that article for a trivia question down the road. But it's valuable, insightful information that you really should have if you're venturing out. You know, the weather may be beautiful down here, but you can get in trouble so quick. And a few basics will keep you from having any issues with that. So we're going to wrap up the show. Thanks to Kyle for making us sound like we know how to keep a show on schedule. Thanks to Karen for setting this all up and making me look like I know something, which is a lot of fun. But thanks to all of you for listening. And join us every week at 9 to 11 for Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. There she stood in the doorway.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.